This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Monday morning. It is Election Day Eve and some big issues on the ballot for tomorrow. My full voter guide up at 971talk.com. Feel free to click on that. You can download it. It's a PDF. Check out if whether or not I've covered your local school board issue. Certainly one of the big issues in St. Louis County is Prop B. And if you're unfamiliar with it, it would... Let's see here. Let me read it to you. It would amend the charter, add to the charter, St. Louis County be amended to restore checks and balances, oversight, and accountability of the executive branch by authorizing removal of the St. Louis County councilor or any department director by five of the seven council members. That's pretty straightforward, but Sam Page felt that that was deceiving and went to court to try to get it thrown out. And we've got attorney Kim Mathis on the phone with us right now, and she got a legal victory Friday afternoon late in the day. And Kim, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Obviously, I was happy about what happened on Friday. I wish it had happened a while ago, because we've had voting going on now for the last few weeks.
Yes.
And so, that it changes things now that we don't have an election day any longer. We have an election season. So things that happen on the Friday prior to Election Day don't always hit the public. So
explain what was at stake here. I mean, the challenge was to the wording. If you, for example, had lost on Friday, would Prop B would the vote have not meant anything?
Well, okay. So what happened was in February, there's a deadline to change the ballot, okay? And they've asked for a number of things, but a couple of days before the deadline to change the ballot, they surprised the St. Louis County Council with a lawsuit and then ran in acting like it was emergent, even though the law firm was hired actually by the county councilor who's subject to Proposition B, because
right.
She's one of the people. The law firm was hired on January 7th. The day that the proposition appeared on the agenda for the first time. So she was hired, it was a team of attorneys were hired to, engage in litigation. And they filed it a couple days before and ran in and in a rush weekend thing saying, by Tuesday, this has to be off the ballot, Your Honor. And so he did two things. Number one, he declared it misleading. And then he also took it off the ballot. And quickly on February 11th, I got the ruling at about 9:45 in the morning. I quickly appealed the case for the county council and within a couple of hours, the appellate court did what we call stay the ruling, meaning stopped it from going into effect, which meant that the proposition would go on the ballot. Unfortunately, that other part of the ruling, which is called a declaratory judgment, it basically declares something. It declared the proposition misleading. And so then the county, under Sam Page's leadership and at his direction, printed multiple pieces of what I would call campaign material and distributed them at county meetings, at update meetings, mailed them in. They mailed out postcards quoting the trial court's erroneous ruling that the ballot language is misleading, insufficient. Oh, it's a whole bunch of adjectives that make it sound like a whole lot worse than it is. It was all over the word restore, by the way. Restore. That's what it was about.
No kidding.
That's what I wondered. Yeah. What do you mean specifically restore?
Because it never had the power before to do this. They said the word restore made it seem like they did. And that is just a, it's just a bogus argument. I mean, restoring checks and balances can come from a lot of, can be a lot of, you know, can happen based on someone's conduct. You know, there are directors that have been non-responsive to the county council's concerns. The county council writes all the laws for the county, or at least they should be. And so the word restore was what caused, I believe, the judge to write that. And so that has now been overturned. But unfortunately, thousands and thousands of taxpayer dollars have been paid to educate the public on the word misleading that the trial court used, and that decision has been overturned. And in fact, the entire petition will be dismissed. The appellate court ruled that the original lawsuit that was filed in early February, a couple days before the ballot deadline, should be fully dismissed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward. The bottom line is, though, for the past, what, month and a half, 2 months, Sam Page has spent a lot of taxpayer dollars, it sounds like, trying to send out flyers and lobby against Proposition B. Is there any legal fallout from that?
My understanding is that someone, I believe a resident of St. Louis, now, I don't know anything about this because I'm not working on it,
but
someone did file a Missouri Ethics Commission complaint, to my knowledge. At least I read about that. Because, you know, the Missouri Ethics Commission does root out this kind of thing, you know, and you can also file, I don't know if it happened, but you can also file with the Secretary of State. I want everybody to understand how much this is costing, because the county counselor went out and hired a very large law firm to represent the county, and they're capped at $400 an hour. However, the way the contract reads with this law firm is that it's an average of $400 an hour. And so, and this is this law firm, I haven't seen any of the bills, but I would anticipate it will come in at a couple $100,000, because they took this all the way up to the Supreme Court. There was a petition before the Supreme Court, and it was a petition to cancel what the trial court had done in terms of a stay order, and asked the Supreme Court to order that the election, once it occurs, just be canceled. Just, I mean, it's an audacious request. And the Supreme Court denied that within a few hours. But nonetheless, filing things with the Supreme Court costs money, and you're using appellate attorneys. I'm a sole practitioner that's doing this on my own, by the way. And I've actually done a lot of litigation for the council. And I was involved in the county counselors and Sam Page's attempt to remove Rita Hurd Days from her position on as a council chair. I was involved in the I was Tim Fitch's attorney. I have been involved with the prosecutor battle, Dennis Hancock. I mean, you name it. So I'm on the other side of this repeatedly. And so here it was again. You know, I practice law in an area that I root out government waste and corruption. That's what I enjoy doing as an attorney. And so when I see these things happening, I mean, I was also involved, by the way, in the 2022 lawsuit that ended COVID restrictions. I filed that lawsuit.
Right.
Because those restrictions were being issued by a medical director as opposed to a legislative branch, which violates our Missouri Constitution. Well, so I care deeply about these issues.
And how fitting. I mean, of course, I'm supporting Prop B. And if we were ever to get ourselves back in a COVID situation again, it would give council a little bit of leverage and oversight over the county health director as well.
For sure. Yeah. That's a big disaster right now, the county health department. But yeah, and I just think that it's important for the public to understand that the county counselor has authorized payment on both sides of this case. So this is a lawsuit being paid for, and the Board of Election is involved, right. And so their attorneys are paid by tax dollars. So we're talking about a lawsuit that has three parties in it, a plaintiff and two defendants, all of which are being paid for by the county,
and they're poor mouthing, needing more money. Kim Mathis, thank you for your time this morning.
All right. No problem. Have a great day, guys.
Congrats on the big win. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes. Sorry, I hit the button. She was thanking me there, I think. But anyway, I wanted to explain that. Prop B's on the ballot. Vote yes. It's on my voter guide. We'll talk more about it in a few minutes. What's going on with these protests nationwide? And did you see one? Did you run into one? We're going to talk to Jesse Jane Duff about all of that when we come back in just a minute.